Well, this is Rhiannon Jones on the 10th of January, wishing a Happy New Year to everybody that listens to our audio booze. And I want to talk today about structured engagement. Now, one of the fallouts of all the recent judicial reviews on consultation is that it's making a lot of organisations very nervous about consultation, because they know they will be held to account, not just by the public, but also by the judiciary. And you're going to see in 2012 a renewed interest in what they call engagement. And this is not to in any way belittle the alternative to consultation of engagement, because there is something called structured engagement. And that's all about identifying and building and nurturing and developing relationships with key stakeholder organizations in order to have a dialogue with them on matters of mutual interest. Notice it becomes consultation once you are really seeking their views on a specific proposal or a policy or an action program. But this structured engagement is something that many organizations already do. In fact, if you go to the average local authority, I think you're going to find dozens of forums and consultative committees and panels, whatever they call them. And these are regular dialogue mechanisms, and they are a very important part of the way in which ideas are bounced around and considered between, on the one hand, public agencies, and on the other hand, representative bodies of all kind. I think we're going to be looking at structured engagement afresh when we notice that they have one big advantage over consultations. When we are doing a consultation, it's necessary to describe the subject matter. We call it the consultation narrative. But with structured engagement, you have the benefit of being able to hold discussions over a lengthy period of time. And gradually, of course, it becomes more and more an informed discussion. Now, informed dialogue is much more likely to produce constructive results than a one-off exercise where much of the argument, much of the debate will turn around whether the consultor has been truthful and honest and fair and unbalanced in what they've said. Now, in the coming weeks, I expect we're going to have lots of very high-profile debate as to whether the government listened properly over High Speed 2, or whether major investments in nuclear power and in renewable energy. We've already had a spat about the feed-in tariffs for solar energy. And in all these discussions, watch out how much of the debate turns around the information that was made available to people. So there we have it. Structured engagement may be a way of improving the quality of the debate, quality of information. And at the Consultation Institute, we expect to be turning our attention to this. I hope we'll be able to run a key issue workshop before the end of the spring on the subject. And if anybody's interested in this particular topic, just please get in touch with us. Tuesday topic number 203 went out today on the subject of structured engagement, and I'm sure anybody who desperately wants to get hold of this document can do so by contacting the Institute.